again, kevin4mi.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, March 3rd edition. Couple of housekeeping text messages during the break that I just recognized. County Commissioner, our beef farmer over in Onaway, Cliff Tolini. Man, I hope we have enough signatures to put Axe My Tax on the ballot. I just paid $5,084 in property taxes yesterday. And that's just the winter tax, Cliff. How much are your summer taxes? With regards to Karen Whitsitt not going to run for public office ever again, not running for re-election down in Detroit in the 4th State Representative District, Cliff says, you cannot be a Christian and vote to support this current Democrat platform. Abortion, infanticide alone is enough to prevent any true Christian from even considering belonging to that party. I absolutely applaud Karen Whitsitt as a Christian. No longer willing to be a Democrat. Her voting record, she voted with the Republicans nearly all of last year. She missed 86.4% of the roll call votes. Why? Because of the Democrat-controlled Senate. The Democrats, with a one-seat majority, 19-18, passed bills in the Senate without any Republicans and sent them over to the House for a House vote. Some of the bills, I hate to say this, but some of the bills, a few handful of Republicans crossed over and voted with the Democrats and passed them. Karen Whitsitt wasn't there to vote for them. She's actually more of a Republican than some of these crossover Republicans that voted to pass those Senate bills. This is unbelievable. But good for her. She is, of course, you remember, the state representative that had the China virus so badly, she was basically on her deathbed. And she heard President Trump talk about ivermectin. She demanded her doctor give her ivermectin. And as a result, it saved her life. It killed the virus. She went to the White House and thanked President Trump personally for talking about ivermectin. So, good luck to you, Karen. I hope you get to do what you want to do for your constituents, even though you're no longer a state representative. Term limited. State Senator Sylvia Santana, Democrat from Detroit, has announced that she's going to be running for Michigan State University Board of Trustees this year. which would cause a potential convention race with two of the current office holders. Michigan State University Board seats held by trustees Brianna Scott and Kelly Hebe, both Democrats, will be up for election this fall. Santana said she's running on the issues of lowering student costs, responsible budgeting, and restoring trust and stewardship within the university. Michigan has trusted me to help oversee and negotiate a multi-billion dollar state budget. That experience matters. Strong institutions require strong discipline, financial oversight, clear priorities, and leaders who understand that every dollar must serve a mission. Santana served two terms in the state Senate, one term in the state House, where she succeeded her husband, former state representative Harvey Santana. Prior to being elected, she worked for Prosper U.S. Detroit. It was an entrepreneurial training and small business lending program for Detroit residents. They focus particularly on African Americans, Arab Americans, and Latinos. She also worked in the financial industry for more than 15 years. At a high level, she managed the health of a loan and funding portfolio. Santana is a native from Cincinnati, Ohio, who moved to Michigan to pursue the American dream by taking up a major in finance at Eastern Michigan University. God bless her. I did not know Sylvia had this much financial experience. I hope she beats one of these other two Democrats and actually gets elected to the Michigan State University Board. I know it's not going to help you, Sylvia, but I endorse you for Michigan State University. That's where I went to school. Another candidate for the Michigan State University Board for 2026 is fellow Republican Senator Roger Victory of Hudsonville. Clinton Township Democrat Kizzy Johnson has filed a campaign committee, but has since dropped out. So I support Roger Victory for Michigan State as well. I hope him and Sylvia both, one Republican and one Democrat, get elected. So thank you for doing it. And they will be nominated at their endorsement conventions. Republicans, March 28th. The Democrats, April 19th. So very, very, very interesting. Now, one race that's kind of interesting. Following the Senate Majority Floor Leader, Democrat Sam Singh from East Lansing, announcing that he's not seeking re-election, Ingham County Commissioner Mark Holzdoffer is hitting the ground running on day one to be his replacement in the 28th State Senate District. Singh announced through his campaign email Sunday night that he's not running for re-election this year. Holzdoffer said after Singh sent out his email, he formed a Facebook page and activated his website and is already touting the endorsements of Lansing Mayor Andy Shore, Oklahoma School Board President Tom Buffett, and the 7th U.S. House candidate, Bridget Brink, who served as an ambassador to the Ukraine. Not only do I have the involvement of being active in the community, I bring established relationships in both chambers and both parties. Over the past 32 years, I've worked in the Senate, the House, and served as Deputy Director of Legislative Affairs under Governor Jennifer Granholm. Holzdoffer first won his seat on the Ingham County Board of Commissioners back in 2018. He won his four-person Democratic primary with 35.7% of the vote, and in the general election against Republican Carol Vandree, he won nearly 70%, 69.7%. He said he's also been the campaign consultant for Diane Byrum's 2000 congressional campaign when she lost to Republican Mike Rogers, and served as legislative assistant in Byrum's state Senate office. Byrum, too, an Ingham County Democrat, continues to be viewed as a very influential Democratic figure. Well, then why don't you get Diane's endorsement? Just asking. Currently, Pulsdorfer works in government affairs for the Michigan Department of Transportation and as being a county commissioner. Having worked in this area for quite a while, I could provide a deeper perspective than potentially any others may have in terms of other potential candidates. As for Singh, prior to the start of this year, 2026, he was seen as a prominent contender to be the Senate Democrat leader in the next legislative session. Singh was seen as the person behind the scenes that negotiated the 2026 fiscal year budget. But at the same time, being a calculated negotiator comes with criticisms from some of your caucus members for being aloof and for them feeling like their ideas were left behind. MERS learned from anonymous conversation with folks in the caucus. Singh successfully secured new renewable energy standards for utility companies back in 2023 with the Green New Deal, calling for all of our electricity to be produced by renewables by the year 2040. Yeah, that's going to get repealed by the next Republican governor. And when the Republicans take back the majority in the Senate. God willing, hopefully, this November election. Singh also worked with Republicans, where he helped update the earned sick time and the tip wage standards. He has also recently been working with House Republicans on a proposal to incentivize new job creation in Michigan through payroll tax withholding to employers. Many in the Democrat Party, Senator Darren Calamari, described Singh as a mentor to many of us in Lansing. Singh claims he will stay active in serving the people of the district. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmith is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment, hour number two. In getting a statement from Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, who, by the way, thank you, God, is term limited. She said, for this term, with the House being led by the Republicans and the Speaker, Matt Hall, and her chamber, the Senate, being controlled by Democrats, Brinks said it's been very difficult with the partisanship and the rancor that we've seen as a model in Washington, D.C., has now spilled over into Michigan. She called it a trial of being a legislative leader in Lansing today, much more so than when she was made Michigan's first ever female Senate Majority Leader. Brinks said that she will face pressure from House Speaker Matt Hall. The House Republicans want to move legislation that would ban lawmakers from becoming registered lobbyists for at least 2 years after leaving office, which is what she suspects where Sam Singh is heading. Sam is looking to probably be hired by a lobbying firm for a bigger paycheck. Why? Well, according to Senator Calamari, and this is actually kind of a very nice statement. In talking about Singh, describing him as his mentor to so many of us in Lansing, I've learned so much from Sam, starting all the way back to when he appointed me to be his assistant Democratic leader in the House. Sam's deep knowledge of many issues and ability to work with everyone will be sorely missed around the Capitol. I'm sure, however, he will continue to find a way to serve the people of Michigan and to give back to our state that he loves. Singh not seeking re-election, the path to leading the caucus following this year's election is going to become much clearer for Calamari, who's been very actively pursuing the Senate majority leadership role, especially with Winnie Brinks being term limited. Well, Calamari, for me, Democrat from Trenton, he's a full-blown socialist progressive communist. And if the Democrats choose him to be their Senate minority leader, minority leader, it won't matter. Because the Republicans will take back the majority and tell the Democrats to go sit in the corner and suck your thumb. Exactly the way the Democrats did it to the Republicans during the 2023-2024 legislative session when they had the trifecta. Majority in the House, the Senate, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So, good riddance, Sam. Good luck. But I hope and pray that we're able to get that ban from becoming a lobbyist, and you'll have to sit out for 2 years and figure out a way to go to the private sector to feed your family. And maybe if you get a good enough job, you might not go back to being a lobbyist. But we'll see. We'll see. Going to be very, very interesting to see which direction he goes. And if they do ban him being able to be a lobbyist, will he continue to work for somebody else in Lansing while he sits out the 2-year waiting period? Very, very interesting. Well, we've got some events lining up, folks. And this is exciting. You've heard me talk about Liberty Mountain USA, the largest outdoor concert venue in the state of Michigan. Well, very soon, we will be announcing the rollout for tickets for the 4th of July, America's 250th birthday party. It is going to be a fantastic event. Vicky and I are going to be there. We hope a lot of you Patriots will come join us. Tickets are going to be very affordable. We're going to try to make this so affordable that we want a big crowd. We'd love to have 15, 20, 25,000 people come to this birthday party. Mark your calendars. 4th of July, Liberty Mountain USA in Clair County, Michigan. Right there in the small little town of Farwell. We're going to get there. We're going to bring our travel trailer. We're going to set up camp, and we are going to party and have a blast. Mark Farner's American Band has been booked and confirmed. There's going to be some other smaller warm-up bands for him, but Mark Farner, former lead guitar vocalist for Grand Funk Railroad, and his band is going to be there, and they're going to party all the way until dark. And then we are going to have an unbelievable fireworks show. $40,000 worth of fireworks are going to blow up the sky on top of the mountain. It'll be seen from miles away. Saturday, 4th of July this year. So mark your calendars. We'll be getting a commercial put together with instructions on how to get your tickets. Very affordable. This is going to be a very affordable concert. Tell your friends, the more people that buy the tickets, the lower the price will go. It's going to be a phenomenal event. Just 2 weeks later, in Antrim County, Saturday, July 18th, the Fun Shoot Pig Roast with all the governor candidates coming. We're going to have a straw poll at the end of the afternoon. It's going to be a blast. Hour number three, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.